After weeks of rainfall, many streets in Dakar's suburbs are not passable. Roads have become rivers, and entire neighbourhoods are cut off from transport. Here in the Medina Gounes neighbourhood, a deep pool of water sits where a neighbourhood once stood. The Sarr family moved here 40 years ago. Demba Sarr lives here with 17 other family members.
For 10 years, we've been living in terrible conditions, living underwater. It was really awful.
When the home was built, the area was dry. Now, every time it rains, the house sits in a foot of water. So family members are packing up and moving to dry land. They've been allocated a new house in the Cité Jahai, a government-built city 25 kilometers east of Dakar. Here, neat rows of two-bedroom houses accommodate almost 2,000 families relocated because of the floods. The air is clean and children play in the wide streets. There's electricity in most homes and running water and sanitation are in place. Sherembao is a researcher at Dakar University's Institute for Environmental Sciences. He studies urban flooding.
There is some space, a little bit out of Dakar, where we can develop small cities to relocate people. But at the same time, you need to put education there, you need to put healthcare there, you need to develop roads for people to have access to their job.
The task is enormous and progress is slow. 4 years after beginning the new city, just half the planned houses are built, while hundreds of thousands of people remain in flood zones.
We should see in the long term. It's like taking piece by piece the problem and trying to reinvest in very, very important real relocation areas. It's costly, but that's the price to pay to solve this problem.
As they see their new house for the first time, the Sars are overjoyed. Though there are only two bedrooms for 18 family members, the relief at living on dry land is palpable. Demba Sarr's sister is pleased.
It's pretty and nice. The house is wonderful.
Storm clouds rumble in the distance, but Demba Sarr smiles. He says he no longer worries about the rain. But for hundreds of thousands still living in floodwaters, like this woman, every new rain is another disaster. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Medina Gounes, Senegal.